Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast. Hey guys, Sarah Gretzinger here, founder of The Savvy Networker. Thank you so much for pushing play today and allowing me to hang out with you. Today's episode is called You Can, You Will, and You Must. If something has been holding you back in your business, it's time to step into a state of action, like fearless, crazy, freaking action, and surround yourself with the right people. So one of the things that I want to share on today's podcast comes from a previously written blog article that I shared, and it just got so much attention. So here it is, guys. I wanted to turn it into a podcast because I want to make sure that more of you hear it. Just so many people resonated with it, and they always say surround yourself with the right people, and like damn flipping right, you should do it, and you should do it now. I mean, it's been said a million times in a million different ways that the five people you surround yourself with are the most important people for your business journey. And I just remember like the time I wrote this article, it was like a week prior to, I had been sitting at my desk and I was feeling so high vibe. I was feeling so energetic because money was just flowing into the company with what felt like absolute ease. I mean, obviously I had done the work before, but money was just flowing in with so much more ease and I was feeling so abundant. I was feeling so good about all the work I did. But as soon as I went and wanted to share it with the people closest to me, I suddenly felt this like shame and guilt and this, oh my gosh, like they're not making money at this point in their business. And are they going to feel bad about themselves because I am? Am I going to feel like I'm bragging? I don't want to make anyone feel bad. So I chose to not share my success with people because I didn't want to make anybody feel bad. And it reminded me of what it felt like when I wasn't doing well in my business, not wanting to share it with people because I didn't want to make them feel bad by feeling sorry for me. So I just kind of kept it all to myself. And, you know, repetitive behaviors bring repetitive results. Now, I stayed stuck in a business that wasn't making money for quite some time because my mindset was crap and I was around the wrong people. I wasn't around people that were living abundant lives, that were having successful strategies for their business, that were having great marketing campaigns, that were connecting, you know, on the level that I wanted to connect. And so by keeping myself surrounded with these people, my business stayed small. And it wasn't until I started surrounding myself and building this incredible network, which now is 15,000 plus entrepreneurs, but it wasn't until I started building this incredible network that my mindset started shifting around how to build my business because I was around other key players that were doing things that were moving the needle and I was learning from them and I was vibing off their energy and they were vibing off of mine and just incredible shifts started happening with what felt like absolute ease. I mean, I wasn't struggling anymore because I had good positive people around me. And then I found myself in this space where I was making money and I was feeling the exact same friggin' way. And I realized again that the people that were around me were, you know, learning and they were growing and they were good for that part of the journey, but they maybe weren't the right people to carry on into the next step, okay? Into the next phase of me being around more wealthy people that were making money. And so, I mean, In my blog article, I like joke and I say like run without reason. Like just run from these people now. And like obviously we don't just want to drop the people that have been there on our journey like flies. I mean, we don't want to do that. We want to honor and respect people that have been there. But remembering that the people you do surround yourself with are a direct impact on how you grow and how you evolve and what your wealth looks like and what your business looks like. And so I want you to just like sit with this today. I mean, this is going to be a short episode, but you have to do the work. First and foremost, I realized that I needed to get my money mindset right. That like holding myself back from sharing how successful I was becoming and how I was doing actually caused me to stop wanting to make money because I didn't want to have to feel bad about being the one who was making money when everybody around me wasn't making money. And so I held myself back. And then this trickle of money that I was having that I was so energetic and excited about, it stopped. Like it just stopped without notice. I didn't do anything different. I was still showing up the same way and the money wasn't coming. And I realized it was because I had this insane money block about what it meant to be abundant. I suddenly associated having wealth with guilt. And so first things first, like get your money mindset right. And I'm going to share an amazing training that we have, 30 days to getting your money mindset right, in the show notes. Like check that shit out. If you are feeling like you're not growing from a wealth standpoint, from a client standpoint, if you're not charging what you're worth, if you're not sure what to charge, if money just like seems to come into your life and flow out of it quickly, or if money is not coming into your life, I like really encourage you to check that out. And the other thing, the second thing that I had to do was realize that at each stage of development and growth in my business journey, there was a place for the people I met. The people that I outgrew ended up becoming the students, right? They ended up becoming people who hired me as I took the leap of faith into stepping out of such close proximity to those relationships. So I almost became the authority figure. And I know there can be a negative connotation attached to that, but it's not like I'm better than you and like, you know, bow down at my feet kind of thing. It's just I placed myself at the rank that I knew I could be at and that I was already feeling like I was operating at instead of holding myself back to have these relationships. I mean, no relationship is worth your lack of happiness and you achieving your goals and your desires and living out your passion. So by making these two amazing shifts of getting my network right and getting my money mindset right, I was able to continue on this amazing journey of earning, I call it like earning health, wealth, and happiness. And wealth looks like a lot of different things, right? It's about the number and it's also about, you know, the kind of relationships you have and the depth of those relationships and the impact of the people that you serve. So I want you guys to just do the work, okay? Look at the people closest to you. Look at the people who are commenting on your social media or the people that are getting on events with you. If they're all low vibe people who have been stuck for months and years and like gosh knows how long, and you feel like you're moving forward and you ever feel like, you know, if you feel like all you're doing is teaching these people, then instead of looking at them as like powerful relationships from a friendship and like let's learn from each other. Oops, guys, sorry, I lost you there. Start looking at these people from a standpoint of, wait a minute, maybe you could be my client or somebody else's client if that doesn't fit you. And so I feel like stepping into this space of knowing these two things, getting your money mindset right at each stage of the journey and getting the network right at each stage of the journey is going to help propel you guys into this crazy massive amount of action that comes with ease. Like it just comes more natural when these two pieces fit together for you. So I've dropped some resource links in the show notes. I want to encourage you guys to check them out. Definitely the Money Mindset course. It was recorded with one of our savvy partners, Chella Diaz. Her and I banter back and forth and we share all about it. It is a 30-day Money Mindset course. So there's actions and activities every single day that you can do. And you can repeat those, okay? Don't just do it once. do it over and over and over again. Do it every year or every 6 months or every quarter to keep making sure that you're in alignment with your money mindset. Dive into the Savvy Networker virtual directory and check out who is hanging out in there. Who are the key players? Who are the people that are taking action? Become friends with these people. Learn and exchange from them. Join a mastermind. Like, I host a mastermind every other week. And these are people that are taking massive freaking action. And like, I just want that for you too. So I've dropped some resource links in the notes below, okay? Some community links. Get connected to me. Get connected to Chella. Like, we want to be your friend. We want to hang out with you. We want to see you survive and thrive and rock and do all these awesome things with your business. But today is really about getting centered and where are you when it comes to money mindset? Where are you when it comes to the people you're connected with? And how the heck are you going to take action? So thank you again for tuning in, guys. I feel like I've just got so much energy and so much passion on this topic, especially the money mindset piece. We've been talking about it a lot in our community. January has been a month of sharing at our Savvy events about setting yourself up for success. And I keep seeing this money mindset thing pop up at every single event because it's so crucial. It's like crucial to your growth. You should not be able to start a business, in my opinion, unless you're taking some kind of money mindset course or a book or doing something to enhance this, because you will always send money running in the other direction if you don't have clarity in this area. So, and thank you guys so much again for tuning in. I will see you guys on the next episode. Can't wait to hang out with you guys some more. Feel free to take a screenshot of this podcast, leave a review, share your screenshot in our Savvy Networker Facebook group. Link is in the show notes. And for those of you who do that, we want to send you a free gift just for being so amazing. It's just how we want to honor our community by, you know, letting you guys have more resources, by knowing which episodes you like, which ones you're connected to. And I can't wait to see you guys. So have an incredible day. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you on the next episode.